Like to call the Town of Montville Finance Committee regular meeting order for May 27, 2025. Please join me with pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Fix my phone, sorry about that. Okay, at this time, remarks from the public related matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. All right, moving on, approval minutes of April 29th, 2025.
I wasn't here, Mr. Chairman, I can't vote.
You can, but.
Just assume that we're gonna quit.
All right, then we'll hold that off to the next.
Yep.
Next.
What's on this? Yep. Next meeting. Sorry.
All right, for discussion, I wish the mayor was here. I think I'm gonna hold off on the first one and go to the second one.
Okay.
Until the mayor gets here.
Can I just ask, what's, you're gonna tell me we spent $12 million and didn't set up for a generator?
Well, it's not for this meeting, but the, it isn't, they set up, they pulled some stuff back to make the funding work. And we were gonna pull that money out of other sources, and so we have those sources, so we're gonna do that now.
So the original plan was minus a generator?
Actually, the plan was, all right, sure, Joe, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
What you got?
That's all right, I'm done.
All right, that's why I wanted the mayor here so we can discuss it.
I just texted him.
So I'll go ahead and I'll just discuss it now since it's up. Yes, it was originally in there, but there were several things they pulled back to meet the funding requirements. It was never intended not to do it, it just, we're doing it later.
So it was funding?
And then we actually, they had in there a specific type of generator that was three-phase, which was way beyond what we actually needed before that. The man did a great job finding a generator that meets the capacity that's only $30,000. So the, all the switching and cabling that goes to it is budgeted. The only thing that it wasn't was the actual generator. So talking with Julie, we found that there's, we're gonna take that money out of LOSA.
Contingency.
A contingency, excuse me.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think it was $20,000 for the generator.
So it wasn't that it wasn't ever, I'm sure it'll be all over Facebook, but it was never, at one time, they went through, they found things they needed to pull out so they could get this thing going. And so, but the mayor did an excellent job finding a generator that was within our budget, and I just wanna, you know, commend him for those efforts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate it.
I'd like to make a motion to recommend to the town council that we withdraw, Julie, help me, is it $30,000?
I believe it's $20,000.
For the generator?
Yes, 'cause some of it was being donated, I think, from.
Can we just go ahead and we authorize $30,000 to the town council, we can make that adjustment at our next meeting?
There's only $25,500 left in contingency.
Okay, $20,000 it is then.
Okay.
All right, so make a recommendation to town council that we.
Authorize $25,500?
$20,000 from contingency.
From where?
Contingency.
Okay.
So, on, roll call. You roll call, do you have a favor of that? Joe Jaskins in favor, and Timothy Mays in favor. There are no notice, so we recommend that to the town council for their vote.
Okay, good job.
All right, regarding the 2025-26 budget, I'd like to hand it over to Julie. And we're just gonna quickly go over all the things we've done in the past. I don't know how many meetings we've had, 6, 7, 8, I don't know. But we went through, and these will be the items that we're going to be revising, if you wanna.
I So the changes we've made to the budget nets a total cut of $505,460. Do you want me to go through line by line, Tim? IT maintenance was cut $1,440. IT hardware, $1,800. Emergency management uniforms, $400. Emergency management training, $200. Fire marshal training, $500. Fire marshal prevention supplies was increased by $500. Fire protection equipment was decreased by $20,000 because we moved the SCBA and equipment to the capital budget, which we'll show down below. Police uniforms were cut by $4,000. Police law programs was increased by $5,000. Police radio repairs was reduced by $300. Police community programs was decreased by $18,000 because they typically do those programs through grants they received, and those funds are going to be moved to a miscellaneous grants fund and out of the general
fund. Can I just jump in just for a second?
Sure.
To tell the public. The scope of this year's finance, we did it a little bit last year, but this year we went through and found out all the pass-throughs, meaning that these are monies that came in either through grants or whatever revenue sources that we didn't want to be putting on the, you know, charging taxes and then turning right around and having the revenue come in. So we found significant, a lot of these are things that we made changes to. A lot of these are things that are actually passed through. So Julie and her team and the finance committee did an excellent job identifying these, and that's where we got quite a bit of savings. Thank you.
You're welcome. Moving on to animal control. Animal control salaries, due to the increase in the facility, we added 2 part-time assistant animal control officers for $35,000.
I just want to jump in on this again. And that is also not, I don't know if it's in our budget, but we're going to be receiving $90,000 for doing different towns. So that money is going to be coming from that. So once again, we know the money's going to come in, and we're not ready to hire them just yet. I think the mayor called me today. I was like, "Oh, did we authorize any hiring of those?" But that's,
we know the money's there. That's what we, that's good.
Well, yes.
Yep. So
we're under contract.
We did add that revenue to the budget. So Colchester's $55,000, Bozeran $9,000, and Mohegan $15,000. Dispatch part-time salaries was reduced by $5,000. We no longer hire part-time dispatchers. We have a full-time staff.
How many do we
now.
Have?
0 part-time.
Yeah.
I think we got to change that. That's my
I know,
opinion.
We,
not
we,
now, not
we,
now, but that's
Joe,
my opinion.
Joe, we did discuss that, and I think we're going to try to do that.
Yeah, there were some oddities with the contract and overtime, and I think they were going to try to work some of those things out. So dispatch overtime was increased by $5,000. Public works overtime increased by $3,000. Public works vehicle expenses for public safety increased by $10,000. Public works vehicle expense other increased by $5,000. Public works tires for public safety increased by $5,000. 14 Bridge Street testing was decreased by $2,600. That line item is now 0.
And that, there one was 14 Bridge Street, and the other one is
22, yes.
So hopefully we'll be way away from 14 Bridge Street testing altogether.
The Board of Education budget was increased by $278,000. Money was moved from capital for one of the buses, was moved to their general fund operating to help fund the teachers.
And just be at a meeting with Diane Vonbeck and John last week, and they informed us that there's going to be an increase to the, I guess it's, John? special education fund?
Excess cost.
Excess cost. We're gonna get a normal amount plus $140,000 thereabouts.
That sounds right, right? From the state additional money?
Well, I don't think it's up, there was $143,000.
$143,000, to be honest with you.
What was it, John?
Well, there's a new additional $150,000.
That's it, that's it.
In addition to what's already.
But it's not gonna come in till, if we're lucky, probably the June for part of it, and then another one will come in July. So it's kind of, I call it funny money, because I hope we get it, but I think it's kind of a little bit of a lifesaver on that, so.
That was good, yeah.
Okay, moving on to capital. The dock and pier technology upgrades were removed, that's coming from LoSAP funds. The addition of the SCBA fire equipment was added here, that's categorized more as a capital cost than an operational cost. Mobile radios were removed for $9,918. The police car has an increase of $5,000. We've removed the bathrooms at the community center, that was $130,000.
We pushed it back a year, right?
Yes, it's still on the capital improvement plan, it was just pushed back.
So it just moved out, in other words.
It just keep it in mind, so everybody.
So the bathrooms are still down, if I read that real quick, it looks like we took them out.
We have stuff before our legislators to hopefully get some money, so we're waiting on that, and then we'll probably fund that later out of the general fund.
All the ones that were removed, with the exception of the dock, because it had other funding, were just pushed out further on the capital plan.
Thank you.
Field seven drainage, reduced by $250,000. Paving was reduced by $20,000, we're going out for a road bond, and we have other paving funds, so that was slightly reduced.
Okay.
And then the Board of Ed capital was reduced by $657,200.
So I'm gonna go back to the bathrooms again, I just want people to realize that we were ready to do the bathrooms.
Right.
And we went to go, and we had the plans done last year, went out to bid, they went up significantly, so we had to regroup on that, and they're not gonna have it ready for this year to get it done. So that we made a choice to do that. We have the money for it, it's not that it's not gonna be done, it's just that why are we charging taxpayers money on it this year if we're not gonna have it done, but it will be done one way or the other, because there is money that we got from the way you tried, it's still sitting there, so, you know.
Okay, so with all those changes, I'll go over, we did add additional revenue to the budget. I already went over the animal control amounts, but we also added $34,000 for solar lease revenue. That's for revenue coming in from the
solar panels
at the transfer station.
Oh, all right.
And then we increased our investment revenue by $150,000 based on past performance.
Right, those are things we just came up with. I want to talk about the solar field for a second, because if you recall, Mayor McDaniel sent us a email saying, which way do you want to go? Do you want to get money every year, or do you want to get
electric?
Whatever it is, credits or whatever.
Reduce electric rates.
Yeah, and it found that it was much more beneficial at this time to get the yearly lease. So that was a benefit for the town. So I don't know if that was.
Oh,
you.
The one on top of the mountain.
that
field right there that's on top of the.
On top of Ron.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I don't know if that was you or Ron, but I know there was a decision made. And we also, we got to find out, we have several other solar fields in town that the town council voted we should be getting energy credits that can be assigned to some municipal buildings, so we're trying to find that out, if that's being done. But those are quite simple. We got the one by Kyle Middle School, then you got the ones that are being installed. There's several already being, like the horse farm over on Fitchell Road.
Fitchell Road, yeah.
And those all applied. And what it means is when they applied for it, the town was a beneficiary of those energy credits. So they got whatever special funds, but the caveat was they had to give the town these energy credits. So we got to track that down and make sure we're getting those.
Exactly.
Because it could be very beneficial. So I'd like to put those on
Monmouth High School, probably the biggest energy draw, and then another on the other school, because they're huge energy things that we should be applying those to.
So with all those changes, that brings the mill rate to 28.87, or an increase of 1.10.
Wow, I thought we discussed 0.94.
It changed because of a formula with the Board of Ed when I added it, so it's 1.10.
All right.
So overall, general fund operating, general fund operating budget, $25,558,189. Board of Education, $46,879,620. And capital, $745,639, for a total budget of $73,183,448.
So it's a reduction. So one thing, you're going through Munis, is there anything that looks like we're gonna be excess of any money in any of the accounts? Because that could be in our favor as well.
Not too much. I think we did a good job reviewing and budgeting based off what we've had in Munis. The investments were a big one. That one we had only budgeted 800,000. Right now we're projected to be between 900 and the budgeted 950.
Good. Good.
So
That helped, that saved us lives.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so that was a good one.
That's actually revenue coming in,
yes,
from our
STIF, short-term investment fund through the state of Connecticut.
That saved us last year. I was hoping, well, and I'll just say this so people know it. What you're seeing right here, this right there, that right there is pretty much the approximate value of what these two things that affected the town greatly, which were basically unfunded mandates. One was the for the disabled veterans getting tax, is that tax exemption? Although I'm a veteran, I'm a disabled veteran, and I really think it's a great program. The state gave us no relief from that, and that was a $400,000 hickey, a cliff that we had to absorb. The second thing we had was the motor vehicle tax. When they switched to the MSRP, you know, it's a benefit for the taxpayer, but the state provided no benefit to resolve the $200,000-$300,000 difference when they imposed that.
Right there.
Yeah, that's the seven. So the other thing is, you know, we had remarkable growth in town. If you look on Facebook, it acts like, the town's dying, but we had $20 million in growth, but that growth was completely taken away by that. So that we were hamstrung, and then we're also faced with all the employees, the negotiations for all the employees. We had a lot of increases in town and in the Board of Ed, especially the Board of Ed. They had a big, that was close to, I think, $1.2 million increase just in salaries. And I think we had a
$500,000. Wasn't quite that. I think it was
$550,000.
Yeah, right around there.
So you put those two together, and that's a mill and a half right off the bat. And those are things that we had to deal with. And so I think, well, all in all, with all the encumbrances we did, I think that's a good amount. So any questions, Mr. Jeskowitz?
I'm trying to find a piece of paper that had, based on some of the other towns, what their percents were going to be.
Mayor?
I think they were between 3% and 5%.
Right. I mean, we kept the school at 3, plus they got the capital, so they're about 3.5, thereabouts. And we went up, what's the town? Well, the town would be, we went up what? What's a percentage? Is this our?
No, that's the percentage change from the.
We're doing actually pretty good. If we do the 1.10 based on some of the other towns in the area that I had, the mayor gave me a copy of.
Mayor, would you like to say anything at this time?
No, it's unfortunate that we have to increase anything. But it's a sign of the times, and when we see what's going on to other municipalities in the state, I think we should count our blessings. Julie's done an outstanding job with the numbers, Patrick, and I'm very thankful for their presence.
Yeah, I just want to reach out to the Board of Ed, Mr. Pike and John Spring, you guys, we work together. We set a goal, and hopefully you got that goal, that you can hire those teachers back. So there's, we're one of the few towns that didn't have to have lay off any teachers that I know of.
You didn't have to lay off nobody?
We did, seven.
Seven?
Yeah, but you have money, but you have money to pay them back, or my.
The question he's asked, we did let pay slip seven people.
But you brought them back?
No, not yet.
But you are going to.
Well, as soon as the council approves.
Then the question's pretty open to those. Are you gonna bring them back? And it's not a problem.
The priority is to bring staff back first. That's the priority.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, I was talking to the superintendent, and she said it, compared to other towns, the Board of Ed's did pretty good this year. All right, so, and I think that's the takeaway. It's sad to me that they haven't been back, because I think we've provided plenty of opportunities, and I don't see anybody, see anything different. So I guess, Councilor Jaskiewicz, I'm gonna make a recommendation that we send this to the town council for a vote on the budget.
I'll second it, Mr. Chairman.
All right. You're.
Aye.
I'm in favor.
Aye.
So Julie, you'll have the script ready?
Yes.
For the meeting?
Yes.
And reach out to Agnes, because she's, well, just reach out to Agnes, and she'll get everything sorted out. And you gotta have that in tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, she said tomorrow by 3:00 at the latest.
And Mayor, you got all the stuff you needed added to the agenda?
Yeah, I think we're good, Jay.
All right. So one thing that we don't have on here that I think we need to add on here, and I'd ask to put on here, and I'd like to add it now, is $30,000 for the senior center to be taken out of LOSA.
Yes.
For repairs, painting, carpet.
Okay, this one I'm gonna throw out too, then, and kinda do this one, then I'm.
Yeah.
I wanna do that.
Hold on, Bruce, just finish up with this, and we'll do it. So, what's the subject, so we don't forget?
The parade.
All right, yeah, it's.
I wanna give them another $1,000, because it's, well, it's just going up. I was talking to the chair lady.
All right, so I got that.
I think we should give them $1,000.
Hold that.
Up to five.
Hold that thought. We'll get to it in a second. So, I'd like a recommendation, recommend.
Show me, Mr. Chairman.
All right, $30,000 from LOSA to the town council at our next scheduled meeting to be voted on. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Any opposed? None, that's two.
None.
And then I'll give you the floor, Mr. Councilor Jaskiewicz, for the parade.
Well, the other day I happened to be, you know, when you're shopping and all that, I run into the lady. And here I didn't realize at first that she was the chairwoman, so. And all of a sudden I thought the parade was kind of quiet and wasn't many people. And I didn't think it was put out there much. And she didn't agree, she said, not harsh, I mean, in all honesty. She just said, I tried to put it out everywhere I could. And I agree with this, we just didn't seem to have a lot of people attending. And I honestly thought that, you know, I didn't see anything, my own fault, I don't get the paper. I didn't see anywhere else but that one sign on Route 32 that was up as you go down the hill from past St. Bernard's. There was a big sign that, right there, that stayed there for 3 weeks after the parade was over, but.
Just make a motion.
Make a motion that we have $1,000 for the parade budget.
Where are we gonna take it from?
Yep.
General fund? General fund?
Aye.
Take it from general fund?
Yes.
Is that for this current year or next year?
No, next year. Put in next year's budget.
It's to.
Well, 2025.
I'll discuss it more, I just wanted to get it straight. So the motion is to take $1,000 from general fund to give to the VFW. What?
Parade fund.
Parade fund for expenses during this, the 2025 parade.
Yeah.
That they had to cover, they're asking for additional funds. So, motion made.
So moved.
All right, so discussion is, so it's like I said, they had incurred expenses. They asked us for some relief. They need to provide the finance department with the receipt.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead and send it up. Let's go with that in. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We'll send that to the town council.
And I think an important point is, this has nothing to do with going to the VFW and eating and the guys with the drinking, because we used to get.
Well, that comes from the.
My head beat off sometime. Not my comes from the tribe. I'm ready to finish up with the agenda.
So this was for.
This is strictly for them to put on the parade, getting people to participate in different things, promoting it and all that stuff, so.
So make sure they have a receipt at some point.
Can I just clarify that? Are they short this year, or is it we got funding for next year?
No, no, she's just looking for.
This year.
An additional amount, because the next things have gone up, yeah.
For next year.
That's what we're doing, right? We're doing the 25 budget.
No, we're doing.
No, this is the 26 budget. 25 would be right now.
No, it's just, it's this year's budget.
So my point is, they're short this year?
As far as I, that's what I was just told. Are they short this year?
No, she didn't use the word that she was short. She just said that they could use at least $1,000 increase, because prices have gone up.
All right, well, all right.
Next year.
Okay.
No, did they incur costs this year for the parade?
Yeah, I'll get you the receipts. I'll have them bring you the receipts, okay? I'll get them to you for the parade.
Which adds up, I know on the town council's agenda, we have the in-kind services.
So it'll be the 26 budget. I guess we'll have to do that for next year, right?
Well.
Because they already had the parade.
That'll be under the mayor's budget. I wanted to ask the mayor a question, I believe.
It's not like I'm asking for $100,000. I mean, come on.
So right now, there's $4,000 budgeted.
Yep, and she was asking me if we could possibly increase it to $1,000 more, $5,000, because of some expenses.
Yep.
Must be for signs that they put up and.
Right.
Maybe flags that they buy, just different things.
So it sounds like we're talking about two different things. One, we're talking about being reimbursed for expenses from the parade they just had, or are we increasing their budget for next year?
I'm thinking putting, increasing their budget for next year.
Okay.
Next year.
All right, then that'll be on the script.
Yeah, so what we just said is irrelevant then.
Right.
You want to have her bring you anything?
No.
What we gotta do is add it to the script for the mayor.
It is for next year.
It is for next year.
All right.
Oh, Jesus, you think I was asking for?
No, we thought that they had incurred, the way I was, I thought you said it, they incurred. But.
Yeah.
Joe, we're not against it. We're just clarifying, is it expenses they incurred or next year's?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, Mayor, I got a direct question for you. On the agenda, we got in-kind services for the carnival. When the carnival set up their thing for the resolution, they're supposed to put in where the profits go from the carnival. So are they, did they, according to the resolutions, whenever they have a carnival or an event, they're supposed to itemize out all the different things.
Right.
That they're, whenever they get it, so.
And don't we have a max on that? We didn't just, it wasn't any amount. I thought we had, it was either $5,000 or $6,000. I didn't think it was, you had an open book. My memory showed me.
So what I was getting at is, when they put in the request to do the carnival, they're supposed to put down their expenses and then any proceeds where it's supposed to go, as per the resolution.
So, right, when you say proceeds, you're talking about profits?
Whatever they have, their gross receipts minus their bills, whatever they have, whatever's left over, so.
All right, I'll have that for the council meeting.
Because I know they made money last year, but we paid for all in-kind services, so.
But we have every year for the past 50 years.
That's why they had the resolution, so that they could start taking care of that, because they made quite a bit of money some years. They could have been paying for some of the in-kind services. So before we vote on that on Thursday, I'd like to know if they attempted, typically, see, if they didn't make any money, I'd feel like, hey, let's pay the in-kind services. But if they're making a profit, then.
Well, that's all fine, and I'll get that information.
Right.
Just keep in mind.
Do you see where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
Who is making a profit?
Exactly.
The Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec.
Or it's a carnival.
We shouldn't be picking up the bill on any kind of services if they're making money.
Every single one of these budgets, every single department that has anything to do with the parade, they're budgeting for those services that they provide to in the title of the special.
Really? Well, that's even more interesting. If they've already, if we've already pre-budgeted, say, the fire marshal to do the fireworks, and then the police have their overtime and all that stuff.
It's all figured in their budget.
Well, then we should be, then there should be a line item where we're gonna take that $6,000 from. Because right now it's coming out of general fund. Do you follow me?
I follow you.
So I think Mr. Bushway needs to go through and identify that if that's the case, or somebody, the department has to go through and say, because he's got the police, fire, whatever, already done, right, in public works, already in there. Because what I don't want to be doing is I don't want to be levying taxes on something that we've already done. We're double accounting here. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So.
Thank you, by the way, for the help on that.
But at the same time, if the carnival makes $20,000.
Right.
You know, and they put it aside for future use, that's fine. But the town's now paying $6,000 for all these services.
Exactly.
So we gotta kind of mitigate that somehow. And if they weren't making a profit, it's a great thing for the town. I can see it, but that's just my opinion. I let the town council.
I think there was a few years they did make a profit, Mr. Chairman, you're right. And we still pay the in-kind service.
And that's true, Joe. We have been every year. There were a couple of years that there was no profit.
Right, I agree.
But for the most part, every year, we have provided the.
Oh, I'm not saying.
I know what you're saying, and I understand.
I'm talking about the money side. I'm not talking about the service. I'm talking about the money side. You know, because it is a there is a cost to do business, but I just want to make sure that we're doing it. And we're not forgetting, you know. Anybody else? Remarks from the public, 3-minute limit?
One thing, right, and I'm sorry I missed it, but was the generator taken care of?
Right.
Okay.
30, you told me that.
Yep.
But
it's a 50 kW three-phase. I got that information, so we're good. 30 is good.
Oh, we didn't do 30.
I thought it was 20.
25.5, you said, right?
No, you said 20.
I don't have to run them out.
Yeah.
Because you only had 30,000.
I was told.
I thought Dean said it was 20.
It was 20 plus the installation.
Well, we're sending it up to the town council, so by Thursday, find out what it is, and then and make sure we can vote it. We got the notion sending to the town council.
Yep.
And if we need to augment with general fund, we can do that.
I'll get together with Julian.
Is there a fuse on this? Is there a time? Is there something critical in this that we got to do tomorrow?
No.
All right. So, if worst case, if we have to go to the June town council meeting,
yeah,
we can get it clarified then.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And that we're also depending on when it will be installed. So if it's just 20 for the generator and then the additional funds for installation. If it's not going to be installed until after July 1st, then we could move that into next year's
right,
contingency.
Right.
I think the problem, Julie, was that
the
person who is providing this information to us and the equipment is, you know, he's doing us a, he's taking a hit. But all we needed to do was commit ourselves, and he's good with that.
Okay. All right. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
Linda Tomasi, PO Box 407. I know in past the there's been controversy on the Memorial Day parade. Used to be 1 year that the VFW did it, and the next year the American Legion did it. Are we going to go back to that way of thinking?
That's not.
I think the mayor's working on that. In my opinion, Linda, that's their issue.
Yep.
As long as we have a parade and we help them, and we try to work with them, I know the mayor has.
It's their.
That's an issue.
It's their parade. It's not a finance committee's parade, but I think they had some issues 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They seemed to work it out.
Unfortunately.
But that's actually, it's actually their parade that we help.
Right.
Is that
yes,
correct?
That's right.
So
Right, Len?
It's between the two organizations.
I know the management.
Absolutely, it's actually their parade and they come to us for whatever.
Bit of help, yeah.
And then the tribe has been very, you know, giving them food and stuff, and then they hire a band, they do, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all their, it's their ball of wax. I don't know how we could jump in and, you know, not from a charter standpoint, we have nothing to do with it. But it's definitely noted that, you know, they're still having problems, that's very sad.
Major problem.
It's too bad, yeah, it's too bad.
It's sad to see our veterans fighting each other.
Thank you.
You know, it's, that's a shame, it shouldn't be, but.
One person.
But that's not really us, Len, I honestly, I know the mayor and us guys have tried to do the best we could, but we just, they gotta resolve that, so.
Well, that one person pulled me into it, that's why I'm asking.
Well, if there's something we can help with, I don't know if we can, but if we can, I will certainly be.
Yeah, me too, Len, if it's some way I can.
I just don't like this veterans fighting each other.
No, I agree.
I do not like it.
No, we don't either, but there's nothing we can really do about it. They have to resolve that amongst the two commanders, have to resolve that, and the committees have to resolve that. Believe me, we would love to see it.
Anymore.
It used to be, just go back and forth, very nicely.
It was beautiful back then.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
I'm with you.
Any more remarks from the public? Any more remarks from the public? All right, hearing none, remarks from the councilors, Joe?
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I apologize for missing some of the meetings. I've been recovering from knee surgery, and believe me, folks, it's been kicking the crap out of me. But I'm getting there, I'm on my way back now, so. But this is always a good meeting, and we always do, as far as I'm concerned, I think, truthfully, I don't care if he likes what I'm gonna say, he's done a hell of a job this year, Timmy. He really put a lot of time and effort into it, and I wanna thank you, Mr. Chairman, I truly mean that. That's all I said, you put a lot of work into this.
Well, I.
And we always will do what's in the best interest of the town. I've always done that. We, me, Timmy, any of all us guys, we do what's in the best interest of the town, always. And God forbid if it's a school catastrophe, because I don't get into that 2%, but we would take care of it, we would take care of it. We wouldn't leave it hanging out there, come on. Thank you.
Thank you. So I went into, you know, this is my, I guess, third time being chair of this finance, and I've been on the finance for 8 years. And I learned a lot, but I really learned a lot when I had the previous finance director, and I had to really, really, really dig into things. And that helped me up, and I have a pretty good memory, so I was able to. And then when Julie, and then we had Patrick Wald help me get through the tough days when our finance director was out ill, and it was very unfortunate, but it was very fortunate we had Patrick to help. Mayor was just installed, and we had to get things going, and he was truly instrumental in keeping the success of the finance of this town going, and the other people in the finance department as well. And Julie came on board, what, 4 months ago, 5 months ago?
Just three, not even three yet.
Well, it seems like 6 months, no. But it's really remarkable that you were able
to. Has it been that long? You lasted that long?
It's really remarkable that you were able to pick up and find discrepancies and things that were,
yep.
You know, things that, it really helped out. And so I really feel, you know, pleased that we were able to really pull this budget together. But we actually knew where our trip wires were on this budget. We knew the encumbrances were hitting us early, and you know, and quite frankly, we knew we had a pretty good budget to stand on. And then, you know, my biggest fear is I knew we weren't going to have not enough money. I knew we weren't going to, but the other thing is we kind of had too much money, which is kind of weird to say, but we were able to get that mitigated out and get it straightened out. But I just want to say thank you, you and Patrick and all the finance and the mayor. We all sat through all these.
We're sorry, you gotta work with them.
So, and I just want to say Cindy, she's been instrumental. She stepped up and helped me start taking minutes, and it's been helpful because
well done.
Now the the finance director can concentrate on her job, not trying to take minutes for this meeting.
Right.
And that's actually been very helpful for me.
Yeah, thanks, Cindy.
And I think we've had a really good continuity from meeting to meeting to meeting, and I think that's been, and I always wondered why one of the three standing committees didn't have a recording secretary, and I'm going, what is going on here, you know? I mean, one of the most important ones, we don't have a recording secretary. So I'm really glad that you were able to help us out, Cindy, on that, so thank you, good job. With that said,
I'm making motion to adjourn.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.